Amazon was here earlier. And he brought us a new toy to play with. Alright, so after a proper welcome with a thorough wash and a charge, I thought I would try this out with you today. So we've got a new vibrator. This one also has a clit-sucking feel. Oh, just listen. Okay. It's different, I swear. It is. For one thing, the one on my other toy doesn't quite look like this. This kind of looks like... Okay, so think of like the standard look of a silicone vibrator. It's just kind of this, phallic object in sex toy purple. You know that purple that like 75% of sex toys is? It's just that purple. Like, you know what? You could get something that like warms up and vibrates and thrusts, and if you load it with a little water, will also come in you. But you look down and it's that color purple, and you're like, and you just get this vibe of your vibrator being like royalty free. No, you don't. Please ignore everything I've just said. Anyway, so this one differs from the vibrator that I already have. In that the top of it is more like a floppy wand situation with kind of this oblong nubby bulb at the end where like obviously there's like a bullet vibe in there, I imagine, and a little bit of ribbing on the underside of the tip. That's very nice. We have three buttons on the handle, the one in the middle obviously just to turn it on in general. See the bottom one. Oh, that's for the sucker. And what's happening in there is that I could see. There's like a little. There's a little ball under the rubber kind of pulsing up and down in there. Man, that's probably gonna be fun. Okay, imagine there's intensities. Patterns. I'm not really interested in patterns. I prefer to be in charge. So I like just kind of the, like a general low-level continuous vibration. Okay, let me turn that off. Stop. Back on. And the top one, that vibrates the nubby thing at the top. Okay. So, obviously the little marble cup in the middle is for my clit, which means that the little nubby thing, which isn't incredibly dick-like, is gonna be for my G money, for my for the old Warren G. You know what I mean. So, I've never had a toy quite like this before, and the way that it's curved and the top. Kind of the way that the top curves up, it kind of makes me want to try to maybe mount it and ride it a little bit if I can. So I got one of those stupid little pillows that you put on your bed but you don't really use, and I'm just gonna set vibrator right on top of it and try and slide the end into me. Okay. And just settle back down on the pillow. Let me just sit with that for a second. I'm hardly moving. I'm just rocking slightly because I'm trembling, because just a little bit of pressure against my G-spot is whoa, okay. Alright. You see, so I'm just grinding my hips back and forth a little bit, kind of try to get a feel for it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. This was a great idea. Okay. Well, let's not get all crazy before we try some buttons. All right. Is it on? It's on. Let's try a sucker. Oh, it's not quite in the right spot. Ooh, maybe that's it right there. Oh shit. Oh. Oh. It's like oh shit. It's like having your clit sucked while face sitting, and the fucking mouth is vibrating. So, we just have one more button to try. Oh my god! Oh my god. I don't even... I don't have. Oh. You should have sent a poet. Don't stop me now, 'cause I'm having a Okay. I'm gonna make some adjustments and lay down. Just stop for a second. Oh shit. I'm very clumsy.
Okay. Well, that's what that was like. Mounted. Let's see what it is, how it is for my back. Okay. I'm gonna slip the tip back inside me and just start by just fucking myself a little bit with it. Those little ridges are nice. You know what? I think from this angle I can get a better idea of the clit sucker's capabilities. Oh, I accidentally turned it off. Okay. Oh. It's not a tight suction. But I still like it. In fact, it's not really a suction at all, I would say. It's just more like there's that tiny ball underneath the rubber that I mentioned before. It's just comes out and taps your clit Let me see if I can get a little more intensity. It's I mean, that's still nice, but sometimes I need something just a little more intense. It's just a slightly faster vibration, which again is definitely not bad, but not exactly what I thought this was gonna be. Still very nice, though. Okay. Slip that back inside me. And turn on that little bullet in there. Maybe. Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. What the fuck? I can. Let me see if I can get as graphic as possible. Okay, so right now the tip of the vibrator is just wiggling around inside me against my G-spot while the clit vibrator is on a harder setting, pounding away on my clit, and I am going to lose my fucking mind. I'm trembling. I'm fucking trembling all over. Buildup is fucking killing me. It's fucking killing me. Oh my god. 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 I just... Oh god. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. 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 Turn off for a second. Just give me a break. Yo. That's why it was the 5-star Amazon review. Okay, so, two thumbs up, that vibrator from me. Don't know what the brand name was. When it came, I unboxed it. I threw the box right in the trash, didn't even look at it, because who cares? If you are interested, though, just DM me. I'll send you the link. I need a glass of water. Alright. Bye.